Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. Our guest speaker today is Evangelist Felipe Redlas. We want to truly thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join him now as he begins his message.
The Lord did give me a message. And so without any further ado, it's great to be here. Let's go to the Word. We're going to start at Luke, the second chapter. And it says this, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus, and all the world should be taxed." Sounds familiar? Yeah, what story is this? "To be taxed with Mary," I'm jumping down to 5, "his espoused wife, being great with child." Verse 7, "And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped in what? Swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were," verse number 8, "and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." Everyone say joy. "Of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Verse number 13, "And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." How about that? What an entry of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Angels show up and begin to praise the Lord. "For salvation has come to man." And I'm going to go now to Matthew, the 21st chapter. And it says here, starting in verse 1, "And when they were drawn nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, the king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they sent him therein. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, others cutting down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitude that went before, that followed, cried and saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest." Hallelujah. Come on, let's clap our hands to Jesus. "And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this man that the whole city is crying, Hosanna, Hosanna? Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," fulfilling prophecy that the Savior has now stepped into his purpose. He was a child announced of angels, and now the people are crying out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. "To the Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." So here is Jesus showing up. And the first thing he goes, Jesus went to the temple of God, verse number 12, and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and seats of them that sold doves. And he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of money. A house of lies. Ooh. My house should be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. My house should be called a house of prayer, but you made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. You know, when you're doing a work for God, even the religious people will get angry at you. They will become against you when you're doing something beautiful and something for the Lord. You would think, because we're gathering food and going down to Tijuana and giving it, or down to downtown and passing out food, you think people would be grateful and support, but no. They are angry and they're sore displeased. Sister Tammy, you know what I'm talking about. You're doing good, but they come against you and do evil and speak wicked of you and talk about you. Let me tell you something. When you decide to follow Christ, people are going to talk about you. They are going to talk. They are going to set you up. Why? Because Satan is behind this wickedness. Satan is the enemy of your soul. When you don't follow Jesus, guess what? You're in Satan's dugout. You're in his dugout. Woo! So here are they crying, Hosanna, Hosanna, Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. But then we go move to Matthew 27. I want to ask you, if you were in Jerusalem and you saw Jesus coming down, would you throw down your coats? Would you get those palms and wave them and say, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna? Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. I believe I would be doing that. How many of you that join me in that? When Jesus stepped in. Hallelujah. But here we are. We call that the Passion Week, right? Pastor Fee? But guess what's happening in Matthew 20-something? Something else is stirring. It says in Matthew 27, when the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus. Wait a minute, he's healing the lame, he's healing the blind, and now these religious people who are supposed to be leaders of your souls and guiding you to the love and peace and joy to heaven, now here are these same religious leaders, they're conspiring against this Jesus. They were supposed to be opening the path for him. They should be the leaders and saying, hey, this is the Messiah. He is here. Praise God. He's going to save us. No, but they're behind closed doors and conspiring against him. As it took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they say on, it goes on to say, and when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and bought again the 30. He brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned that I betrayed innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. Judas was he was part of the homeboys with Jesus. He was part of the gang with Jesus. He was part of the chosen. Jesus chose Judas, and yet in that core, there was a betrayer. You know, in your family, I bet you could think there's a betrayer in your family. There's someone who just doesn't want you to succeed. Someone just talks about you, traps you. Just rather you be dead. Rather you not be alive. You have a Judas in your family. But look what happened to Judas. When he betrayed him, he tried to repent. He tried, but his mind went off and he went to hang himself. Well, what happened? Judas, he was performing miracles also. He was casting out devils. He was experiencing the things of the power and the authority we have in Jesus. But something happened. Something happened up here with Judas. Something took place. Something was off. You know what was off? He didn't give himself completely to the Lord. But that didn't catch Jesus by surprise. We learned that from the Word of God. It's prophesied. In verse number 7, it says, and they took counsel and bought with him the potter's field to bury strangers in. Let me move to verse number 11. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. And said Pilate unto him, hearest thou not how many things they witnessed against you? And he answered him to never a word. He didn't answer a word to him. Insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. It's almost like, man, aren't you going to defend yourself? Aren't you going to speak up? Now at the feast of the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. All right, so during this time, they're going to release somebody. And verse number 16 tells us who that is. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Barabbas was a bad fella. He was a bad fella. Verse number 17, therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that the envy they had delivered him. He knew that these religious leaders delivered him because of the envy they had, that jealousy that against Jesus. And he was sat down on the judgment. And when he was sat down on the judgment, his wife. Now here's Pontius Pilate's wife. She says to him, saying, have nothing to do with this just man. She's not even Christian that we know of. He says, have nothing to do with this just man, this notable, just, true man. Don't have nothing to do with him. That's a good wife. For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. So God was warning him about Jesus. Don't mess with him. Leave him alone. This politician, this governor. Verse number 20, but the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas for his freedom and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, whether the twine will ye that I release unto you? And they said, Barabbas. Give us the murderer. Give us the thief. give us the evil one. Don't give us the good one. Give us the evil, wicked, murderer one. I beg, if I could just take the place of Pontius Pilate, he'd be like, man, what? What in the world? You guys know Barabbas? He's a killer. He's a thief. He steals, he kills, he destroys. And here's Jesus. And he's good, he's kind, he heals, he loves. Children run to him. And you want to destroy him? He's tripping. I'm sure he's tripping. He's like, he can't understand. And Pilate said unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all said unto him, let him be crucified. Let this good man be crucified. And the governor said, why? The governor, the non-Christian man, the one who's supposed to judge. He's like, why? What evil? Here is Pontius Pilate now defending Jesus. And if you were watching that right now on the news, and you'd be saying, man, he's going to be my president. He's defending Jesus. Why? What evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. They began to shout out. They got louder. Crucify him. Don't let him live. Crucify Jesus and give us Barabbas. Crucify the good one, the kind one, the loving one, the compassionate one, and give us the murderer. Give us the thief. Give us the killer. Give us the liar. When Pilate saw that he could not prevail, nothing but rather tumult was made. He took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Pilate examined him up and down, questioning Jesus. Man, I find no fault in this Jesus. The governor. I find no fault. A politician. The governor. The judge. The judge who's supposed to judge from right and from wrong, what is wrong and what is right. He judged correctly. He said correctly, I find no fault. I find no fault in this Jesus. I have examined him up and down, and I find no fault. Crucify him. Why? What has he done? Crucify him. And this is what this politician does. I wash my hands of this just man. Here, you do what you want with him. And today, that is what politicians are doing. Whoever cries the loudest, they get the pie. Whether it's right or wrong, whoever is crying the loudest, making the most noise, and voting, politicians are yielding to evil. Not all of them, but many. And that's why we're seeing the mess that we're seeing. It's the same thing that's happening. And I was looking here for something I did not find. Can anybody tell me what I did not find? What? Justice, yes. There's something a key word I'm looking for in these passages I've just read of judgment. There is something missing, a powerful something. Something that would have brought everything down. Something that would have changed the times and would have changed the story. Something that would have been an interception, as Pastor Fee said. It changed the whole game, right, Pastor Fee? What's his name? Brother Titus? Good name. Where's Brother Titus at? Oh, he's helping the Titus church. Okay. But he changed it. Titus changed it because he intercepted. We needed a Titus. What is missing in this was missing the church. Oh, that's good. Service is over. The church. You know where they're sitting? You know where they're at? They're in their pews. They're in their churches. When a voice needed to be spoken to change the mind of Pontius Pilate, they were not there. And if they were there, they were, I don't want anything to do with it. What they're saying is, I wash my hands of this. And however good it goes, God knows. God is directing it the way he wants. No, God gave us power. God gave us authority. God gave us anointing. God gave us the Holy Ghost. God gave us a voice. God gave us an opportunity to vote. And here we see evil taking place. We see what's missing in the story. What's missing is our voice. Right here when they said, let him be crucified. It says, and the church stood up. That's what it should say. And the church stood up and said, no, he will not be crucified. Let him go. They should have been there. Pontius Pilate, if you let him be crucified, we are not voting for you next time. We're going to sign a petition for you to get out of there right now. The church was silent. What happened? Where's the church? We're there in Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed he who comes in the name of the Lord. And suddenly we hear the city saying, crucify him, crucify him. And the religious leaders are leading them. What does that tell me, Pastor Fee? It tells me they're believers there. They're following the priest. They're following the religious leaders. And they're all saying, the ones that were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. I could just see now they're saying, crucify him, crucify him. What happened? Let me tell you what happened. It's right here. And if I could title this message, it's entitled, Deception. Deception. Deception, the definition of deception is the act of causing someone to accept as true or valid what is false or invalid. The act of deceiving, resorting to falsehood and deception. Something that deceives, trick, fooled by a scam artist, clever deception. 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, 10 through 14. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them a strong delusion. And with all unrighteousness, deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. See, there are some people who don't love the truth. You know why? Because my classmates don't agree. My teacher doesn't agree. My coach doesn't agree. My mama, my family do not agree. They say, well, we don't need to do all that to be Christian. We don't need, the Bible is false. There's false. It's been coming down from age and age. It's false. And so we get deluded. We get deceived by those that are supposed to tell us the truth. And so we don't love the truth. You can't be sleeping together if you're not married. You can't be fornicating if you're not married. You can't be filling if you're not married. It's deception. It's delusion. It's a trick. Oh, if it feels good, it must be right. No, it's a lie. You can have it once you put a ring on it. Thank you very much. Brought to you by K Jewelers. Woo! I'm telling the truth. Go ahead, clap your hands for the truth. We can't be watching junky, scroungy movies, triple X, double X, not even 1X. Not even PG nowadays. Oh my gosh. I was watching a Disney cartoon and what? You parents need to be involved in what your children are watching. Check their telephones. They're wiser than you, so just give them a little flip phone. They can only text. They can't see nothing. I said, Mom, but I need to go buy him a GPS. I said, but Mom, just call me and I'll give you information. Ooh, man. But churches, they're not preaching about hell anymore. The church leaders, as these priests, they're deceiving the people. A good football game is not going to be a good football game without boundaries, without rules. Not anything goes. You have to have rules. You have to have, what do they call that guy? Thank you very much. A referee. You got to have a good referee. And a good referee is a good minister, a good preacher, a good brother and sister. Foul man, you're getting too close. Your hands too. Brother, sister. No, 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 no. And the words tells us to be modest. And man, it's a shock being from India and coming to America. Woohoo. Man. Okay, did she finish passing by? Okay, I can only see this much. Okay. Oh, hi, how are you? Thank you. I'm telling the truth. Men and women are different. I mean, women are becoming more like men. They're all crazy. Don't become like men. You know, there is such a beautiful order when we love the truth. Let me tell you something about truth. The Word of God says that man is supposed to submit themselves to Christ. And as man submits himself to Christ, women ought to submit themselves to their husband. That's hard. That's hard preaching. They don't preach that anymore. Man, but when I went to India, man, that thing is an order, and they're Hindus. They're dressing, covering, and they're Hindus. We We are to love the truth. There is a blessing and there is a reward. For us obeying Christ, for us obeying the Word of God, there is a reward. There's a reward for us. The Word of God says, straight and narrow is the way. And to work out our salvation in Christ with fear and trembling. Not la cucaracha, la cucaracha. Ya no que le vaya. Porque la falta. What do you want to give? It's legal. Hey, yo, it's legal, man. It's legal now. It's legal. Wow, all of you are looking the same. But we are in perilous times. We are in deceiving times. And who you yield your members to, you become the servants of. If you're watching something that you should not be watching, you are allowing your members to become a part of that. So if I'm watching X-rated movies, and if I'm watching stuff that I should not be, I'm becoming a part of that. And God does not want us to be a part of wickedness, a part of evil, something He calls wrong. We have to love the truth. The Word of God says, buy the truth and sell it not. Time is winding up. Time is closing up. You got to realize the time that we're living in. The time is a time of delusion and deception. We have leaders deceiving us, lying, and they're being caught in lies. And people are saying, oh, my hero. I'm this and I'm that and I'm not going to change. I was talking to my son. My son was studying to be a pilot. And he was telling me when he's learning about gauges, the gauge is so important. And he says when you're flying a plane at night, sometimes you'll be flying and you can't tell the stars from the ocean because they reflect and it's like becomes one. And sometimes you don't even know if you're upside down or what. You lose. You can't understand. You can't understand if you're upside down. What's real? Is that the ocean or is that the ocean? Is that the sky or is that the sky? You lose it. And he says the only way to tell is by the gauges on the plane. It teaches you where the sky is and where the ocean is because it all looks like stars. You don't know if you've gone upside down. So the mind is saying, no, I'm doing right. But the gauge is saying, no, man, you're upside down. And now you have to judge, no, this is my whole life, man. I ran my life by, man, just feeling and understanding right here. And even though the gate don't know, I feel this. I feel that we're in love. That's why, you know, it's like being married. I love him. And he loves me. And we're in love. It's, you know, the California law says, I don't think there's a California law that says, you know, we love each other, and I know we're never married, but it's like we're married. And you introduce you, my husband, my wife, and you're lying. And the Bible says all liars will go to hell. I mean, you feel in love, you have children, and the whole bit, and you're like a married couple, but the rules, but the boundaries, but the game that Jesus put in place. Yeah, it's the NFL, but he's LJC, Lord Jesus Christ. It's his rules, his game. I'm copyrighted. I'm made in the image of God. You're copyrighted. He has a rule book. And he says we got to be married if we're going to fool around. You know, this wasn't the notes. This is just for free. My God just has me here. Maybe there's something going on here that God is trying to fix up. I don't know any of you what your situation is, but God is speaking to you because this was not in my notes. You can look. But I'm stuck right here. And I got to preach it. Because I got to tell the lie. I got to tell the truth. I got to expose. Because I want you to love the truth. Because if you don't love the truth, you're loving falseness. And you will live in falseness. You will live in delusion and deception. Going by feeling. But I feel. And we can't do that with our politicians. Man, but he loves the blacks, man. He loves the blacks. He loves the Mexicans. He opened the borders, man. We all Mexicans can come on. It's our land anyway. Yo soy indio. My dad used to call me indio feo. Our land. But there's a laws. And long as they're not contrary to the word of God, then all right. But once it goes contrary to the word of God, then we got a problem. And if the church is following deception, we will be deceived. We will be delusion. And the word of God even says that. It says, and with all unrighteousness, deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth. You know, that's the word of God says. Truth is love. Truth is love. Love is truth. That they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them a strong delusion. If you don't get your act right with God, he's going to say, okay, you love that more. You love that sin more. Okay, I'm going to give you over to that sin. Because I've already told you, I've already talked to you, and you're continuing in your sin. So since you love your enchilada sin, I'm going to let you have your enchilada. And you think you'll be Christian. Come on, Jesus. It says in Ecclesiastes 8:11, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Okay, since the evil work, there's no execution. You know, you sin, you're sinning, and God is not kaboom, slice, God, you have cancer, you're about to die because you're sinning. Well, I'm going to cut off this and cut off that, and you're going to, no, because. With the Lord's authority, I say this, live no longer as the Gentiles do. Thank you. Live no longer as the Gentiles do. In other words, the unbelievers, not the Christians, the ones that are not following the word of God. Don't live like them. Don't do what they do. Hey, they're only
trans there should be in the Word of God is just transform your mind. Transform your mind to the Word of God, to the things of God. Are you trans? You believe? Yeah, I believe in trans. Transform your mind. Transform your mind to love God, to accept the truth, to love the truth. Exhort them to live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused. Anybody seen the confusion out there? Anybody seen the confusion? There is confusion, man. And that's the devil. The devil is causing confusion, delusion, all this mess, deception. And remember, you got to remember the gauge. The gauge now, the gauge is the Word of God. The gauge is the Word of God. I don't understand it all. I don't know why God said this, but you know what? I'm going to stand with the Word of God. I'm going to stand with what God says, and I'm not going to do that. I'm a man. I'm very much a man. I'm a preacher. I'm a man, but guess what? I got man's feelings. But I got to put those feelings in check when they come. Huh? If I'm seeing a mamacita, the devil knows how I like him. The devil knows how I like him. He's been watching me long enough. He's watching you. He knows how you like him. Tall, dark, and handsome. Like that fro. Look at that fro. I like it with fro. Lots of fro. Right, sister? You like him with a lot of fro? That's the man I want. And the devil knows that. If the devil wants to tempt you, he's not going to bring you some other person. He's going to bring you a fro man. A fro man might have a bigger wallet than your fro man. Might have a nicer car than your fro man. Might have a nicer home than your fro man. Devil do that. He knows what you like. I like the hair about to hear. Yeah, 30, what's that song? 36, 34, 36. She's a brick. So the devil knows what you like, what can be tempted. He knows what kind of car, what kind of house you like. He knows those things and he tries to tempt you. Why? Because he wants to cause deception. He wants you to get you off track from the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't want you to follow the Word of God. But we have to renew our minds, transform our minds. We have to stop those things that God doesn't want us to do. He's put his feelings and his character in us and made us in his image. But he says, you know what? You could do this. You know what? God gets angry. But what he tells us, we get angry too because he breathed in us. He breathed his character, his characteristics in us. And he says this though. Okay, you can be angry, just don't sin. You can be angry, just don't sin. Hey, dude, you cut me off, you mother. Hallelujah. Praise God. No, I'm going to let you do it. I'm going to forgive you because I'm a Christian. You mother. Praise God. And we can't be doing that. We got to be transformed. We got to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. I know there's pastors. Oh, love. Jesus is love. Oh, Jesus is love. Oh, they've been together for many times. Not married, never. But you know what? God is love. God is forgiving. Brother here, oh, yeah, he fell in fornication and has been married 5 times and all their wives are here and their children. But God is love. He's forgiving. You know, this brother over here watches pornography. But you know, God is love. You know, God made that woman like that. God is love. And the whole battle with this thing, I've been in India and shabam, kaboom, something hit me. Beyonce. Church girls. And I'm watching the church world fight over this. I said, wait a minute. She's saying in her lyrics about the Bible, the words of the Bible. Somebody help me. The words of the Bible as a tampon? Is that right? Did I get that right? Did I get that right? Did anybody hear that? Right? Well, I don't listen to her either. And there's church people fighting about that. Oh, you all leave Beyonce alone? Oh, you just all leave her alone? No, don't leave her alone. Church got to speak up. That's wrong. We want that off your lyrics. You offended us. This is offense to our God, to our scriptures, to our way of life. Where is the voice of the church? We got to remember our gauge. Our gauge, no matter which way it goes. I love what my late wife said. She said, you know, said, my wife was African-American. And so, you know, mostly a lot of African-Americans vote a certain way. And so there's some scriptures that are not matching with that. Okay, many scriptures that are not matching with that. But my wife's response was awesome. She said, whoever Satan is voting for, I'm voting opposite. Whoever Satan is voting, whatever the devil is voting, whoever he's voting for, I'm going to vote the opposite. So you find out, what would Satan be doing right now? Who would Satan be voting for? What legislation, what laws that would Satan say, yeah, man, I like that. Free the prisoners. Free the prisoners. I got a call just from a couple of days ago from my ex-supervisor when I used to work as a school bus teacher, as a school bus driver. I said, oh, Felipe, things have changed since last time you've been here. See, these children, say little children, they're going to contrary to what the Word of God say. Hey, little children say, I'm gay. Little boy, I'm gay. What? You, if somebody said that word to you, you wouldn't know what that word meant. What would Satan be doing right now? What is Satan up to? Is he up to good or is he up to evil? Don't be deceived. This is a time of not to be deceived. Time is winding up like no other time before. Jesus is coming. The church is about to be raptured up. Jesus is about to say, come, my people, come. This is the signs that you are seeing. We're not causing division. The leaders are causing division amongst us. How can there be no police? Please, come on, wake up. We need the police. Yeah, I didn't deserve that one ticket, but I'm going to say, I'm going to defund you. You're wrong. Just because I was wrong, you know, well, I'm not saying I was wrong, but he didn't get the facts right. But I still need you, police. Because when I call, you're going to have to show up with them guns to protect my family. Church, the Word of God, where's the Bible? Somebody give me a Bible here. I got my electronic paper stuff. This is your gauge. This is our gauge. Whether we like it or not, it's our gauge. If we want to go to heaven, this is our gauge. We got to know, are we upside down? You know, those gauges tell, are we tilted? If we're tilted, man, we're going to end up somewhere else, not where we're supposed to end. We need those gauges to tell us how high, what the pressure is outside. We need those gauges. The gauge is the Bible. How am I supposed to think? I didn't think that way before. Man, I used to be an actor. I was an actor. So what does an actor do? Not tell you the truth. I'm supposed to deceive you. I want to make you cry in my love scene. If I'm an evil man, I want you to hate me as an actor. If I'm a pachuco, orale Holmes, I want you to say, that's a pachuco. If I'm over here, hello, my little darling, how are you? I want you to know that I'm the lover boy, the lover, the Latin lover. Right? I'm deceiving. That's what actors do. Right? So when I went to the movies, I used to test my skills. So it'd be five of us, and we're going on give. You know, this is before I was saved now, okay? This is before I was saved, before I became a Christian. So I'm going, and I'm giving my tickets. I'm giving my tickets. And I would be short on tickets, so it'd be like three tickets and five of us. So I'll be going, okay, yeah, everybody, come on, here you go, man, here, let's go, hey, man, you got five, what are you talking about, man, I give you five, man, leave me alone, boom, go see a movie. And I used to think it's okay, you know, I justified it in my mind, but the word calls it cheating, lying, right, stealing and cheating and lying. So now I'm under a new gauge. I'm under a new authority. But saints, there's a lot more, but I think you get the message. Let us not be deceived in this hour. Let us not be deceived. The Word of God tells us that the Lord in this hour is looking for those to worship Him in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. Man, I did something that was kind of, said something to someone. I said, whoa, and God convicted me. He said, no, that's not right. You shouldn't have said it that way. And I'm a man, but I was convicted. I said, man, I got to straighten this out. I want to make it to heaven. So I went over there. I said, ma'am, this, and this. Is that all right with you? I had to clear it up. Boom, Jesus cleared it up. I said, okay, whew, all right, I cleared that one up. Messed up, but I cleared up. I remember when I was a new Christian, and there's this stereo I wanted to get for my little girl. It was all blue, white, yellow, and stereo. You could put a cassette in and play it really nice. And they had it in the wrong section. It was cheaper, right? So that's legal, but I used to do this all the time, you know? So it's like, no, it's wrong. You have to give me that price for it. I mean, it's the law. It's okay, but I used to do it all the time, and God wanted to get that rid of that in me. And I took it, no, it's mine, so they had to give it to me that price, you know. It's worth $100, let's say, and I got it for $20, because it's in the wrong section. But I went back because God was fixing me. God was saying, it's okay, here. I'm sorry, God is working on me. Forgive me, God is working on me. He's still working on me. So, yeah, you know, I'll let it go, you know, but forgive me. And go on. Let God be your gauge. Let that Holy Spirit lead you and guide you into all truth. Read that word. Sometimes we don't. When I first became a Christian, I stopped reading. Sometimes I wanted to stop reading the Bible because it was correcting me all the time. But I like doing that. I enjoy doing that. But God had to renew my mind. He has to renew us and allow Him to do it, and He will bless you. And I'm finishing up with this, and I'm going to pray for you. But I'm going to finish up with this. And no matter what God, no matter what Satan throws your way, I was a Hollywood actor. They were offering me one of the leads in a soap opera. My manager said $20,000 a week, signed the contract. Signed the contract. But God now had called me. I heard the word. He touched my life, filled me with the Holy Spirit. You know what? I'm going to share something I never shared before. I don't believe I only shared it for a few people. But in my salvation, and I gave my life to the Lord. Satan's devils came to me. Demons came to me and said, Felipe, come back with us. If you come back with us, we'll give you all the money. We'll give you the fame. We'll give you the houses on the hill. We'll give you the women. Whatever you want, we'll give it to you. That's part of my testimony that I have not shared, and I'm sharing it with you today because that's the hour we're living in. An hour of great deception, of great temptation. And I had to say no to the devil because I wanted to follow Christ. He gave me so much more peace and joy. But they were offering me the world. But the Word of God says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Would you all stand? Just close your eyes, everyone, right now. And just say this prayer with me out loud. Say, Lord Jesus, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to burn up in that eternal fire. I want to go to heaven where there's peace, where there's joy, where there's love, where there's light. Lord, help me in my shortcomings. Lord, help me where I fall short. I need you, Lord. My soul needs you. Lord, I say Hosanna. I say Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Jesus, forgive me of my sins, of my shortcomings. Help me, Lord, now. I need you to come into my life. Those things I do and desires I do that do not please you, I need you to help me. Help me now. Forgive me now. Everybody just raise your hands to the Lord right now and just say, Lord, I surrender to you. Forgive me right now. And give me the love for the truth. Let me hear it. Let me be a part of it. And let me do it. And live it. Jesus, heal me. Deliver me. Save me. I thank you and praise you right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.